In this video, we're going to talk a little bit more about Oracle cards and how they apply in Module 2. So we've talked about this being a support system. We've talked about the conscious universe. We've talked about the relationship between the conscious universe and the Oracle cards. Now let's talk about the Oracle cards themselves. I've already gotten a video about some of the history of Oracle, so we don't need to go into that. What we want to do is talk about, like, why do we use them? What are they for? What else? I have so much to say. What is the point? And then what is the intention of the Oracle cards themselves? And what is our intention? What should be our intention in the use of them in this particular course? So I am going to do a lot of repetitive talking in all of these videos. So you're going to notice a lot of the teaching overlaps. And the reason I do this is because the more you hear it in different ways, the more you're really going to integrate the understanding and be able to use it. We want this to be user-friendly and not get too complicated and airy-fairy and poindextery where we're going to roll our eyes in the back of our head and go eat some ice cream because we can't handle it. Okay? So this is what we want to do. So here we are with the cards. Now, I am the author of the card, so I have an intention for the card. So I have an effect on this particular system, right? Because I made them. Where did I get the idea? Well, I didn't make them up by my small self, because I'm going to tell you something, and I bet you know this if you're in this course, because I collect Oracle cards. 90% of Oracle cards that are made by people that are crafted and that think that, oh, I'm going to make Oracle decks and then sell them, don't work. And you can feel them. They're not alive. They're very dull. They're dull and they feel kind of manipulative and they're just not really, they don't feel like they have substance when you're really looking for it to be in alignment with synchronicity. And then there's no magic to them. But there is a good 10% of phenomenal Oracle cards. Doreen Virtue's cards are amazing. Radley Valentine's, Kyle Gray's, mine, Tori Hartman's. Like, there's some really great authors out there that make living decks. And guess what we all say? We channel them. I didn't get this idea from my head because, oh, I think I'm going to call Hay House and say I should make another deck. No, they knock on my door and say, I need you to give birth to me. So it's not like actually really having a baby with like a real guy or anything like that. It's like, hello, I'm getting in there and you got to do it this way. And I don't have much choice in that. And I knew right from the beginning how this particular, I'm going to call it the WOTO deck, WOTO, because it's easier to say Wisdom of the Oracle, WOTO deck, came about because I saw it. It showed it to me. It says, here's what it is. This is the way the art's going to go. I had to call my artist, who hopefully you're going to meet one day in person. I hope so anyway. Jenna, to say the art has to be stark and the pictures need to be clear and they have to have eggs and they have to be kind of strange and almost art deco-ish and you know, having these types of images. And we would take away stuff every time she would do art. I say, take that out, take that out, take that out. And the deck told me that. So the intention of the deck was to give you a multiplicity of options when you read it, right? There's five different ways you could read each card in this deck, plus have the imagery also be something that would ignite something in you, but you have to get used to them. And it had to sound a certain way. You will notice the way I write the decks, they'll be similar because I write deep decks. I don't write fluffy bunny decks, right? So you're going to have some deep philosophical psychology in my decks. That's just the way we roll. But if you notice, the timbre of the sound of the deck is different from deck to deck. So that's that. So you got to know, whose deck am I reading? Like, what is the person's purpose for doing it? What possessed them? When I'm going to say a possession of the spirit of the deck, right? Okay, so where does that come from? The conscious universe. Spirit wanted to manifest through me. I let myself get out of the way. This is my unique, authentic, inspired life. Yours might be something else. Maybe you're an artist and you need to get your fear of not being able to make a living out of the way so spirit can use you and show you you can. Or maybe, you know, you love math. Like, I know somebody in here is like amazed that they're even in here because they're an accountant and they happen to love numbers, right? So maybe spirit's going to come through you and you're going to fall in love with numbers. See what I mean? Each one of us has a unique, inspired way in which spirit is going to use us if we get the heck out of the way. So the Oracle cards are that tool. Now, they are a system. Let's talk about that. And I'm going to use the word lexicon again. They have a vocabulary that is limited. So consequently, when you pull out a card, Yes, you will want to read the guidebook for sure because you need to know what the essence of the card is. But sometimes only one word is going to make sense to you. Only one word is meant to, and it's like a portal. So each time you choose an oracle card or two or three, it's opening a doorway into this possible life for you, into the potentiality of that moment in time when you took a snapshot of what is possible. And the best part about them is especially when they're in protection. Why? Because they want you to stay on track. And when I say they, it's because the cards are the language that the conscious universe is using now to, they are in cahoots, okay? You're unconscious that you can't access, okay? This dreaming mind of yours is woohoo in there, and it's like, I don't dream while waking up, right? You keep thinking that little thinking mind is the boss, right? So somehow we have to overshoot that. And we also have to overshoot the subconscious with all the patterns in there. Like we have to do our best, okay? So the unconscious goes, whoa, we're over here. Oh, totally, we can have a conversation. Yay, and they're chatty. There's a part of you, the soul wants to talk. Half the time we don't hear it. It's just like, what's it doing? It's gonna go play cards in the corner until we figure it out. Like, hello, I'm very bored. I'm sure my soul has many times said, is she kidding? Now what do we do? Like, how boring is this girl, right? Whenever we get shut down, the soul has nada to do. The conscious universe is shut down too. And we think we are the ones to do everything, right? This is what I'm showing you. Now, I want to talk about something else because most people, when they come to oracle cards, and actually there's some of you pros in here, because I started this way and I know you're going to identify with this. And of course you beginners are going to totally ace this because you don't know anything about it yet. You're just learning now. So most people, when they go to an oracle card, they want, tell me what's going to happen, right? Isn't that the motive? I want to know what's going to happen. Tell me what I can expect. Now, when I say tell me what I can expect, I'm not talking about a defined moment in time where you land at a destination and all is well, or like all is not well. Because people get all weirded out by oracle cards. That's why there's so much bizarre superstition around it, because nobody has told, most people don't know, that this is about a story in motion. This is not about destinations. It's about traveling. We're travelers. We're magical travelers, right? And so consequently, when you say, tell me what's going to happen, it's kind of confusing. Because like, for example, is he the one? He could be the one. He could be the one that will mess you up so bad that you'll never do it again. Yes, the cards say, he is the one, right? Because you needed that. So, and like, why wouldn't we want to not go there, right? Why would we want to do that to ourselves? So that's why you need to know how to accurately work with the cards as a flow. It's like a flow chart. Because I know some of you are really chart conscious in there. I've watched you like, here's my oracle card chart. And you do Excel sheets and stuff like that. Blows my mind. It freaks me out completely. But whatever. For you linear thinkers, it's like a flow chart. Like, ooh, this is what could happen. And here's this. And here's what we learned from before. And there's pattern recognition in there. Oracle cards are a system, right? But they're yours. So it's not just in general. It's not theoretical that I'm talking about that this the soul and the conscious universe, the spirit and your. This is about you intimately interacting. The cards become yours. They become your language, and it adjusts. It's almost like the spirit goes, okay, da 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 da. Here's who this person is. Oh, here they are. Here's they are in the point of time. Oh, they're open now. They're open. They're open for me to guide them. Excellent. So you have now got the cards in your hand. You now have this system, this vocabulary, this lexicon to talk with, to spirit, all about you. It's always about you and only about you because you are the one that counts. Even though you're engaging with the outer world and you're in unity with everything, it's always about you, about your journey, and about your highest good because that's our intention. It's never about wishy-washiness or just general theory. Then the cards wouldn't work for you, right? It's impossible. And they work for you. So here's, how does this all tie together? So the one piece about oracle cards that I'm telling you, your oracle deck does something for you, and you're going to start noticing it more and more and more. And it's that you start tuning into something called a synchronicity event. And a synchronicity event is every time you pick a card and you go, bing, And that day, you start noticing, right, that's what my card said. Right, that's what my card said. Right, that's what my card said. Oh my God, my card said that. And then, oh wow, that's what my card said. That's what I'm talking about. And so it's not just the moment you pick the card and you do the reading, the entire 24 hours, and then the next day, because you're doing a card in the morning, a card at night, or whatever exercise I've had you do, you are always engaging with the oracle, because then the world becomes your oracle. So first we look at what are the oracle cards, who made them, who influenced them, how do they actually operate with the conscious universe, your unconscious, and the world. But now, what about you in the mix? So what do they mean to you? The oracle cards are your personal communication device. They are different for everybody, even though everybody has the same cards. They don't have the same thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. They don't have the exact intentions. They don't have your history. They don't have your present moment. They are so personal to you that even though they have a universal theme, when you share it with others in the classroom, for example, people are gonna go, wow, I totally get it. But they don't get that moment that is so intimate and personal that only you can have. And that's that direct dialogue with the divine that you get because you are using the cards. So that is so key for you right now. The other thing is that the oracle cards for you show you potentials for co-creation. Remember that there is infinite potential everywhere, but you don't want everything. You only want what is in your highest good. You deliberately are co-creating a new reality for yourself in partnership with spirit. So this is going to nudge you. The cards are going to say, ah, you're on track. Ooh, fabulous. Nah, wait a minute, you might be a little off track. Let's get that back. Right? So we want to make sure somebody is steering the boat. So you've got a partner, and that means your soul is going to be right beside you. Well, your little small self is going to try and move that boat. But in fact, you are in spirit's boat. You are inspired, which is the fuel for your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and desires, and now you've got navigational help all the time you need when you work with oracle cards. Now, the last thing I want to talk about too is that this is about awareness. And so oracle cards keep you awake. Even when you fall asleep at the wheel, they will nudge you awake. And the more awake and in the light that you can be, regardless of how they take you into choppy waters, and sometimes they have to capsize the boat for a minute so that you can lose all the baggage you refused to throw off the side of the boat in the beginning. It does what it does, but then, bloop, there you are back up again. No matter what part of this story in motion or this journey in motion, because you are a story, that's it, you're always protected and divinely directed when you are using this as your vocabulary, your mirror, your navigation device. It's like, it's kind of like a phone, a mirror, and a compass, all in one with extra fuel and a special satellite dish. Isn't that amazing? I feel like I'm with one of those infomercials, bro. Look at this, how this works. But it's true. And it's personal. That's the other thing. These are not impersonal. This is so personal. And it's going to speak to you personally. That's where you feel it. You feel it in your heart and you feel it in your soul. And that's when you get that moment of awareness where it's like, whoa.